care of us then. Okay. Bez Hashem, today's shiur will be the last shiur before Yom Kippur. And then we won't have any shiur till after Sukkot. And that will be the Monday after Simchas Torah, Bez Hashem. Okay. So we're talking about the inyan of Tzivonim. And we discussed the Chazal would not go there Ksamim on Tzivonim. Not everyone agrees, but that was the Mekubal Psak. So what we're going to discuss today is what if part of the Beged is Tzivonim and part of the Beged is not Tzivonim. So the simple way we just say maybe the part that's a Tzivonim doesn't count and the part that's on the white does count. And then you need a shear on the white. That's perhaps what one would have said the most simple understanding. But there are different shitas, and we'll go through the different shitas and how people paskin and the different things. So take a look on page 9 in the Chavos Das. Chavos Das says Beged Tzavua. Says Chavos Das, V'miktsoso Tzavua, V'nimtza Chatzi Gris on Mokom HaTzavua, the Chatzi Gris on Mokom HaLovan. So if you have, you need a Gris for it to be Metame. So half the Gris would be in a Mokom Tzavua, half the Gris would be in a Mokom Sheina Tzavua. So I would have said Mutter, right? So Chavos Das says, no, Tomei. He says, Tomei. Simikuf Tzadi, Bataz, Binin Chuvas Harama, Kavin Sharom, Shakol Kesem Echod, Vade Migufa Osi, Kavin Di Efshal Lutlos Macholas. Chenir de Machatzi, Mea Kesem Kirishishal Marato. So he says like this, no, it's one Kesem. It's one Kesem. And you see that the part on the white, you can see that it's red, that part of the kesem. So, came in Shurim, called kesem echad. So, came in the Efshar little makolas, because it's a sheer gris. So he's saying that the whole thing is a sheer gris, so it's not from Makolas. And you can see it's one stain. So it's not from, right? And therefore, once it's one stain and it's a sheer gris for old, so then it's Vadei Migufa. Then it's Vadei Migufa. And therefore, it's going to be Tomei. Maybe part of it is not. So he says, "Chay nira demchetsi meakesem kigrish yeshal mara tahor v'chetsi mara tamei v'nikashu kesem echad the tmeya." So, in other words, what do you want to tell me? That maybe the part of the tzavonim is really not a mara tamei, but who cares? Doesn't matter, because part of it is definitely in Maratame, the part of the white, and it's one kesem, so it's not coming me makolas, so it's tome. V'shuvas achronim nimsa deinim mitzdarif mokam atzavu and mokam alovan, aval shnei mekomes levon mitzdarifin, shemokam mokam v'li ani yitzai din nirik moshu kesafti. So his word is that it's one kesem, and once it's one kesem, and part of it's on lavan, that's all you need. It doesn't have to be exactly chatzi, just some of it's on lavan. Yeah, because it's one kesem, and it's vavade migufa, because it's one kesem, and it's the shear of the kesem is gris v'od, so it's vavade migufa. So you can't be told about makolus. So and therefore it's going to be tamei. You need a shear. You have a shear. The din of a shear is only to know whether it's makolus or it's vade migufa. Once we know it's vade migufa, because we have the shear, so we don't need that the whole shear be red. So even though part of it is on tzivonim, and that part is not necessarily red or the red that we need it to be, doesn't matter. This is the Chavos Das. So this opinion of the Chavos Das is not necessarily the Mekubal Shita. This is a very big chumrah of the Chavos Das. And so let's see what other shitas there are. So there's the Aruch HaShulchan on page 10. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Odisa v'gemara, the kesem shenimtza al beget savua, eina matame v'kesem. Kach amru chazal, shol tiklu bigdei tzivonu l'isha, elu l'hakel al kismeim. Feish Rashi, v'nei she'eina kesem nikar bo, kimar adam gomor, akan l'shono. And it's a machlokis in the Gemara, but the Rambam, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, say l'kulo. Etc. So then he writes, Miu, bottom line, last word. Beged sheyesh bo harbe givonim, a beged that has many colors, you know, checkered, so it has, right? Miktsaso lava and miktsaso tzavua. V'chein holech kol ha-beged boven zeh, right? You have the checker boxes, right? You have white, little white boxes, yellow boxes, white, you know, checker boxes, but there are a whole bunch of white boxes also. But each white box is very small. So he says, if you have white, blue, and you have a kesem, so if there's a shear on the white, even though it's not one white, it's this white, number one, number three, number five, number seven, two, four, six is other colors, but we would start with all the whites together that kesem on, and if there's a shear gris from the whites together, then that's going to mitame. So this is the second shita. This is the middle of the road shita. In other words, Chavos Das is this extreme chumrah that you don't even need a shear on the white. Here he says, no, you need a shear on the white, but the chiddush is the fact that this tzavua be'emtza is not mafsik, as long as there's a shear gris on the white. This shita is the more makubo. You know, I'll tell you the third shita also. Rav Abadi passes like the third shita, but this shita is the more makubal shita. I think Rav Elimelech Leibowitz told me, I believe, from Rav Bick Paskin this way, and that you mitzdarif the whites, but you need a shear on the whites, but you are mitzdarif whites, even though they're not, they're hufsak by tzeva in between. And then he quotes the Chavos Das, the Yesh Machmirim. And then he says the Chavos Das says it. And he doesn't like what the Chavos Das said. Okay, so that is the... Now, there is a third shita. So I believe from my discussion with Leibowitz told me that is the more... Mekubal Shita, but there's a third Shita, and Rav Abadi Shlita Paskins like this Shita, So it's Yechal Milismach to follow the Shita, but it's not necessarily the most Mekubal of the three Shitas. And it's a Shita that, you know, may exist, may not exist. I'll show you how the Shita, where the Shita is, what the Shita is, and did anyone really say it? Is it a diuk from somebody? So let's find that Shita. So so the Alter Rebbe, it's in the supplement. Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, on page 8, in the supplement. So he says, let's see what he says. He says like this, on the bottom. Ubegid menumer. You have a checkered begid. Begivonim rabim levonim. Umine tzivonim. Finimtsa kesim echa mktosol hanimur halovan mktosol hatzavua. Im eina lalovan kigrisva od, eina tzavua mitzdar vimo. He says that it's not mitzdarf, like not like the against the chavetz das. Va'od ena tzavu mitzdarf imo avol pishenir elain kol kesem echad miachad shalogozru ala tzavu. So it's not mitzdarf. Okay, it's not mitzdarf. But he doesn't tell you. But what's the din of if you have a shear on the lovens? So here he's just telling you if you have chatzi gris on lovin, chatzi gris on blue, it's not mitzdarf. But what if there's chatzi, you know, what's the story there? So,
right?
You need a shear on the lovin. Ain't it's a woman starf. Right? So but then look in the Tzemach Tzedek on page 10. So this is Tzemach Tzedek of Chabad. It was a very big posuk, the Tzemach Tzedek of Chabad. I mean, the Alter Rebbe was you have the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I'd say from all the Rebbes, the ones that are most quoted in Halacha are the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Tzemach Tzedek. Those are the, even the older Rebbes were big gedolim, but the Tzemach Tzedek, the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Tzemach Tzedek are the most quoted in Halacha. Then the fifth Rebbe, the Rashab, is the one who made the mikvah, the Lubavitcher mikvah. Maybe we should learn mikvos at one point. That's something on my list to give shiur. But the Lubavitcher mikvah is from the Rashab. So he says here, v'makesem over minimur lovin echad linimur lovin beis. It goes from one white to the other. Over al nimur tzavua. That's the case of the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? V'yesh bein ha-shnei al-vanu kigris va'od. Mitztarfim yachad. V'ein ha-tzavua hefsek. Okay? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. You have white, blue, white. So the white alone is not enough. The other white alone is not enough. But if you add the two whites, even though the tzavu is b'emtza, it's mitzdarif. Einatzavu hefsek. So then he says, V'tzarech iyun b'shulchanach shel Rabbeinu Zal, shelo hetik zeh. Because apparently it's coming from the Miltstaka, both these things. And the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav just brings the din against the Chavos Das. He doesn't say that the Tzitu will avon him on Mitztarif. He doesn't bring that din. So why didn't he bring that din? If Venira, so he makes this comment, the Tzemach Tzedek, She'enu maskim lezeh. L'fi shemeyacha she'ena tzuvu Mitztarif harei hu mafsik. So this is the that if it's not mitztarif, then it's mafsik against the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the biggest kula shita. Again, the Chavos Das says that the tzivonim is even mitztarif. The Aruch HaShulchan says not mitztarif, but it's not mafsik. And the Tzemach Tzedek claims again it's not meferish. In the Alter Rebbe, it's not fair. He just only quotes one halacha that it's not mitztarif. He doesn't say whether it's mafsig or not. But since I think what he's saying is that the Mil Stocker brings down this din and discusses this din, and the Alter Rebbe only quotes one part and not the other part. Nira she'enu maskim lezeh. And that's what he says. L'fi shemeacha she'ena tzavu mitztarif, harei hu mafsik. And if you have the tshuvas, the hamik sheila, the emik sheila rather, not the hamik sheila, the emik sheila. So at the end of the tshuva, he writes, "The Shulchan Aruch Zekeni Hagon Hetik Din Ham Built Stuck of Kesem Lovin V'Tzavua Ein Mitztarif." For Lo Hetik Hadin Ham Mefurish, but also tshuva, the Mashal Beis Levonim Mitztarif. In other words, the Built Stuck disagrees with the Chavos Das, and he says that the Kesem Lovin V'Tzavua Ein Mitztarif, but the Built Stuck also says that Masha al Beis Levanim Mitztarif. So why didn't he quote that then? Al Kainir the Cholik Alav, Hainukum Moshe Kosavna Vitzarachin. Vize Yemokum Benidon Lidon Lahokel, Hashia Om Mitamze, Om Mitamachem, Shavdivel, Venera the Kanye Shlokel, Kulel, etc. Okay, so this is the third Shita. This is the third Shita. That, so if you have a Kesem, and there's white, blue, white, blue, white, blue, and there's, so if you'd add all the whites together, there'll be a gris v'od, but they're not the makom echad. So the Aruch HaShulchan Tzedek Mil Tzedakah says it's mitztarif, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't quote it. So the Tzemach Tzedek and the Emek Sheila want to say that he's Koilik. So that's Rav Abadi Paskins like this Shita. It's not the more common Pesach from what I've heard from Rabbi Melch Leibowitz is the middle Shita, is the Shita that it's not Ola but it's been Mitztarif. But that's what he passed. It comes up as the shiloh with the tights. Sometimes you have the woman's tights, so there's a kesem on the part that's keneged the osa mokom, you know, and that usually sometimes is white with stitches. Like you have black tights, but the crotch that part over there, you know, the osa mokom sometimes, you know, white with brown stitches or black stitches or that. So someone wants, so you could have a kesem. So if, so some might say that if a mamet, I think Rav Gutman once said to me from the Rav Dayan Padova, if a mamet soaked through, maybe that's a raya that is really a riyah already. So then there's nothing to talk about. If it's a riyah, all bets are off. But if you're not working that it's a riyah, because it's soaked through the underwear, that it's not a riyah, it's still in the kesem world. So then even if, so some would say that if the kesem is oila kegris from all the whites, then it's a problem if the kesem is so big. But according to this shita, since the, as Ravadi pointed out, since there's stitches in between, and the stitches are not white stitches, so that's mafsik. And so I once sent, someone had the shayla, so I wanted Ravadi to see it, so I sent it, you know, UPS to Lakewood. I sent him the thing, and you know, and he was matir it. Based on I think this shita, it's but that comes up fairly, you know, that shayla comes up, though a woman will have a kesem in that that beged, and that part of the beged is usually that type of thing. Now the question that there are a couple of questions here. In other words, the Chavas Das is, you know, Chumrah is also based on another Yisod. You see, you could have said a different Pshat. I think it's another Pshat that people say in the Chavas. You could have said the Pesach of the Chavas Das V'lav Mitameh with a different, and that is the following, that Sivonim is a din that it's not nikar. So once part of it is on white, that's megala that this is the right color, and then it's megala on the other part of the kesem. But that's not what he was saying. He was saying that it doesn't need to be, even if it's not all red, but it's part of one kesem. So that's and then he quotes a Chuvis Ramah. I think I have it here. Is it Chuvis Ramon I have the Chuvis Ramon in this packet? Let me see. Or is it a different packet? One second. Okay, we'll see.
Is this machlokes that I'll tell you, like the Mishnah part of it says that there's a king of three of machlokes about the hairs that are a part of Duba that we would have part of Duba. Some people say that, you know, depending on whether it's in the same area or the same, like, general area or even on the whole thing.
Because,
like, there seems to be three sheep there that, you know, that, like, one sheep is like, no, it's not everywhere. No matter where it is, even if there's separated, you know, it's like, let's say brown hairs, then you're in front of the red hairs, and then another brown hairs.
So uh-huh.
Does everything that there's any connection to that kind of a focus, or is it just standing?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Okay. We do have the meal stalker here. On page 6. So he talks about a woman that had a kesem. If you notice in Slichus this morning, more than once there was references to Ksamim as Averus, and we're cleaning up the Ksamim in the Slichus this morning. Yes, so So he says, "Shalta b'menu." She has chacham aludus isha achas shematza kesem tov gimel yomim rishona shalibuna. She found the kesem in the first 3 days of the Zayin Akim. A begim menumer. Givanim rabim levanim. Mishvart sivayim. The shayla we're talking about. I don't know why was she wearing this type of beggar that's a kasher and maisa.
But she was wearing it.
So he says, what's the din? That's the first thing he writes. All tzvonim. And then he says, bottom line, over din, hakesim sheinu kashir b'mokum pispus halovon shebo al mitzarfim ochelak hakesim shalovon shemitzar pispus hatzavu shimo kamu the kesim. Ad sheheim echad nirli afki b'chor nira shehu tome l'may d'islay v'negoyim kito sheishbo paspozim v'olim v'olim v'ozim zeh mizeh v'hosom tamo mishum d'pisyon rochok nami m'tamei kem benidon didon hari shnei aksomim rochokim eina mitztarfim v'ya nira shehu tohor but av'al v'ebes eina dina dongal l'may d'shini d'hochim mishum hochi tiro shnei aksomim sheina m'chubor v'nei she'efshar shokolachad dama kolosu v'fnei atzmo. Right, you could say that each one is a separate dama kolos. Eilcha kol sodin shaliyah love tipin harbi love. Yeah. Vadi osa shnei mechon leinim tzir vil kesem lovin shenim. Yeah. So he says yeshol b'sheish let start from tamim. Chay mash m'tshuvas haramor. Aki kesem mechon shu somach lovin hashakar v'levadei shoso lovin ban migufa. Yeah. So it says that you would starve. Dios et shneim kishir. Yesh kesem lovin b'neim mitstarfin. Lo talin shneim b'makolos. Because you could say that each one is pachas mikshir and each one is a separate makolos. But you could say that it's one kesem. It looks like one stain. Right, so he quotes the din that in chelak atzavu shu mechuba lovin einu mitzarif l'chud, right, that it's not mitzarif, and that
this is the milstaka that has both these things. One is he says against the chavis das, and one is he says like the aruch hashulchan, and the shulchan aruch harav who's taking it from here is only quoting one din and not the other din. That's why they want to claim that he argues. That's what the tzemach tzedek is saying pshat in the zayde. Now, I'll show you another thing. Take a look in the Sefer Betzel HaChochma on page 25. So this is a very important tshuva. Especially whether we're passing like the tshuva, but it's still an important tshuva. Betzal HaChochma is Rabbi Tzal Stern. Rav, where was the Rabbi Tzal Stern and Rav? And he, what? Right, Melbourne, Australia, right? He was the Rav in Australia. And his brother was what? His brother was the Debrecina Rav from 16th Avenue in Borough Park. So he had one brother in 16th Avenue in Borough Park, another brother in Australia. He's buried in Har Menuchos. I think Rabbi Neuberger once told me, and he went to those counterpoint programs in Australia. Rabbi Becher mentioned that he was very mushpo by them. So the question of when to keep Shabbos in Australia, with the dateline. That's a very important topic, the dateline. Maybe we should have more shiurim. I gave on the dateline. So Eppes, I think he said, Rabbi Neuberger mentioned that once was asking Rav Moshe about it, and he didn't want to, he had an opinion, but he didn't want to say, hey, there's a Rav there in Australia, he was very machshiv, the Vitzel HaChochma, he's a big poisek, you should ask him, what to do. Okay, so he speaks about the following shaila. What if you have, this comes up a lot, you have a beged that from one side it's tzivonim and the other side it's levonim. So what's the story? So if it's from the tzivonim side, it's tar, but then it goes over to the levonim. Okay. Kesem shenimtza al beged shetzido echad lovam tzido hasheni tzavua. V'avar kesem mitzad zel tzido hasheni. Kach shu nirek eis So he has this discussion. And he writes on the next page in 26. He says, "Meato, hey, os hey." Gamedi don di don beger shetzido echad lovel vetzido hasheni tzavua. In ba kesem al tzido. As he says, once it was on the tzivonim, so that's tar. Even if it later on would go on to a lovan, so that's his psak. That if it fell on the blue side, it's tar. Even if it goes to the other side.
Could it be the same thing in reverse?
The reverse. He would say no. If he was a lover first, and then there's a shear, so he says, "Stop me." Yeah. Jonathan?
Last week we said the whole purpose here, why the headdress is going to work, the clothes are going to work, because we had a something, we don't really know if it's the right color. And so here, so if we know what the right color is, because it's on the white.
He doesn't necessarily work with that svar. I was once, Dove. Yes, so I was once discussing this with Rav Herschel Ausch. Rav Herschel Ausch is a big posek, and he lives in Williamsburg, but he's one of the Beis Hara, Rav Yekeskel Roth, and he's a big Mor Hara in a lot of things. Amongst the many things is Nida and medical issues, amongst many other things. So I was once discussing this tshuva with him, and he thought not. He thought if it's one beged, that's considered the. In other words, he works with this also, the original nefila. But he says it was one beged. In other words, he wanted to be mechalek like this, that the case of the Betzel HaChochma, he thinks, should be tameh. if it goes to the other side and there's a, say, a gris on the other side. It goes through the blue to the white. That should be tummy. But the case of the, that it's two separate begadim, say the case of the mattress cover, so there it fell on the blue sheet, but it went through to the white, he thought that would be, maybe that would be tahor, because that's two separate begadim, two separate things, and therefore you could speak about the original tefillah and the and the next one. So, but here it's one beged, so one side is one color, one side is not, but it's still the original nefila. So he thought that in the case of the Betzal HaChochmah's case, it should be machmer, and in the other case where it's two separate things, it's the sheet and the bedspread, that's musfar to be mekel. And Rav Abadi told me he didn't go for any of this. He holds that in the end of the day, it's on white, and this. So it goes to the white, so you have to don it on the white, even though it wasn't the original thing, and it's tummy. He even has a big chumr here in the tshuva on page 27. He says, a woman had a stain on her underwear that was blue underwear, and then she takes her finger and rubs on the thing, and then she says, oh, I can see it's mamish red on the finger. So he felt that, he writes here that that now it's nicker, so that's megala that it's the right color to aser. So he thought he thought it would be usher.
Then should he pass on the chavisah?
No, because
you see the color.
Right, but but the color, but that it could be two different things: the color on the thing and the color on the. So the chavisah is saying because he doesn't need the color, but even if you don't say like that, he's saying that the thing on the blue is not.
Whereas in
Hanami, if you would take, but
now it's one stain and you see the color of the stain.
Right, so. But see, Rav Abadi holds you need a shear of the osu color. You need a shear of the osu color. Not everyone says like that. I have to check who that true is from, but Rav Abadi holds you need a shear of red. A gris ode of red. If part of it is, so in the case over there, it's not called having a gris ode of red in the Chavos Das case. Yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Abadi also mentioned to me once that somebody would take a white tissue and rub off the stain from the tzivonim, and now same type as far. In other words, you could have said, like someone said to me, "Manu shaket, this is on tzivonim, it's tar, it's on inu kabel tov, it's vayter tar." Unless you say this chumra, I think Rabbi Eisman thought like that, but he was saying that now it's megaleb. Okay, that the color is the color of Isser, etc., and that. With Tame the beggar then. Okay. But so those are the three possibilities in the shaila of the dam going through.
This tshuva, she took off a shear. Off a shear kesser. Father Shanikra Gufa Rom Shu Dam Hari Tmeh. But it doesn't mean she just took off a
lavasho, because then you can say only part of it, right? Because then you'll have your kasha.
Right.
We'll come back.
So he doesn't
write that preferish.
Right.
Okay. And.
Yeah.
Okay, now take a look at one or two more things that if you take a look in the Rabbi Kivager, he also on page 4 we should see that Rabbi Kivager also speaks on these shilas in the original packet. So see Rabbi Kivager, Beget Tzavua Tahora, Im Hu Menumer Tzeva Alavon, Vakesim Al Hatzeva, Yotel Tzosov Al Alavon. In other words, you have a Beget that's part white, part red, part blue, and then part of it is on the Lavon, part of it's on the blue. Umashesh Alavon Yeshbo Kashir. So Rabbi Kivager quotes that Tshuva's Miltstaka. So that became what I said in Orach HaShulchan. So that's the Tshuva's Mil. That became the more Mekubal Dika Psaf. Then he writes, he quotes a Tazia, V'chein Im Rosa Kesem Lovan. Say you have a kesem, part of it is red. Say it's on white clothing. But part of it's red, part of it's white. The kesem being white, not the beged. Halavim tztafen l'odom shei kesem echad. V'yish bo odom yachad shir kesem t'meya. So that's a different of the Taz quotes. That if a person has a kesem, that's red, white, red. Again, that's the shear of the kesem, not the shear of the beged. So the white in the middle is mitzdarf. So. Consistent, and Rav Abadi is consistent the other way, that he holds that once there's a savua from the beged in between the two things are mitzdarf, and he would say also if you have a kesem that's part of it's red, part of it's yellow, say white, and part of it's red, and each red is not a sheer kegris, but if you add the two reds of wood, but since there's something mafsim big in between, then you go lakula. So that's the Masorah I have to go lakula, and the people of Machmirim could be Machmirim both. People of Makilim could be.
Reds are also not. Because the reds, according to the third sheet, the reds are also in the Kesem itself will not be decided to each other, the white Masim.
Yeah, right. So that's you have a Shaila from one Shaila is about the Beged. And the other shaila is about the color. Okay, and see if there's anything more. Oh, then another shaila that comes up is, could a woman wear tzivonim during the Zayin Nikim? Or if she has difficulty getting through the Zayin Nikim? So, and she's staining. So normally a woman wears white underwear during the Zayin Nikim. The rest of the wear, month she wears tzivonim, and that's why I said the Vilna Gaon writes that the Zayin Nikim are called Yimei Libunah. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yimei Libunah, because there's a, that's why everybody always says, Chiv to wear lovin. But say
she has problems. She's staining. So there are two issues with this woman. One issue is, could be memayit the bedikas, and one issue is, can we tell her to wear tzivonim instead of wearing levonim? And we'll see when we learn the halachas of the Zaynikim, the poskin chachmastas quotes, there could be even a knas for wearing. But the question is here, she's a bemokom, you know, tzorach. So, what should she do? So, in terms of being mamayit the bedikas, we're not really up to that. We don't know what bedikas are yet. We're not holding by that sugya. We're holding by tzivonim. So, there's a famous tshuva on page 22 that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote to Rav Shmuel Tokayer. Who's Rav Shmuel Tokayer? Rav Shmuel Tokayer presently lives where?
West Orange.
West Orange, very good. See? West Orange. Right. He lives in West Orange. Okay. He's the father of Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Kingsway Jewish Center, and the father-in-law of Rav Chaim Jachter from TNEC, TABC, etc. So, I believe he was a Rav out of town someplace, and he had this woman, and he had an inn with Rav Moshe because he went to Tells with Rav Reuven Feinstein. So he had an inn with Rav Moshe. And he sent a woman who had the difficulty. So Rav Moshe writes this tshuva. So there's a lot of things in this tshuva. We'll be hopefully doing this tshuva in different times during the year for different. But let's just zero in. It says Yesh lahorish liishazu meina mageshes al motzas k'samim ogavadeh shatilbash bigdonim tzivonim. So that's his approach, and others that she should wear big day tzivonim during the Zayin Nekiim. So this way, she'll stain even more than a gris, she'll get through. That's one approach. Rav Abadi is into a different approach. He's not into this approach. He's into the approach that, no, you still have to wear levonim. But who says you have to wear levonim that I'm a kabel tumah? So wear a white panty liner. Wear a white panty liner, so you're mekayim the inyan of levonim. But you'll still get the same kula as the tzivonim, the hainu, that it's because it's eidim a kabel tuma, and therefore it'll be okay. And that's so that's what I usually tell people to do. It's readily available. And look, the psak from Rav Moshe in America, Rav Bick held this way, Rav Moshe, that disposable things are not makabel tuma. That was the psak in America for many years. I once asked Rav David Feinstein in the sukkah. I once asked him, because Rabbi Welcher from Kew Garden Hills said that he used to see Rav Moshe look at maros on tissue paper, presumably to check the color. So what is he doing? If it's ainu mekabel tumah, it's mutter anyway. So I asked this to Rav David Feinstein in the sukkah once, and he told me that in the beginning Rav Moshe was a mistopic, and then, but in the later years he was paskin without suffix that the tissue was not mekabel tumah. So as long as it's an external light, if it's internal, it's not going to help. Then like a tampon doesn't help, but it's external light, and you don't have to be mafkin the tzevav, even if it's bigger than a gris. This is on inum makabel tumah. So maybe that's what the body holds, and that's what Rav Bick held, that tissues are not makabel tumah, pads, panty liners, all these disposable things are not makabel tumah, and therefore you could go ahead and be makel if Yosef Mikigris. Again, once it's too much on it, then we're going to say it's a Ria or a Suffolk Ria of sorts, then we're going to metame. So that's what Rav Abadi holds. Thing is, Rav Yashiv has a different approach, and basically, Rabbi Yashiv, when he became, you see, when Rav Moshe was alive, so Rav Yashiv, and when he was well, say, till like the beginning of the 80s, so you never heard the name Rav Yashiv in America. I'm telling you, I'm a person who hears names, and the name didn't make it really to America. The first time I heard of Rav Yashiv was when I learned in Keren B'Yavne around 82, 83, and the Mora Horah, the Posek in Keren B'Yavne, a man by the name of Rav Ephraim Rubinstein, who was the successor of Rav Efrati, who was a big Talmud, a Mishamish of Rav Efrati, and then Rav Rubinstein every Thursday would go from Keren B'Yavne to Yerushalayim to discuss with Rav Yashiv the Shilas of the week that he wanted to discuss with him. And he would go every Thursday. And if you're going to Keren B'Yavne, Yerushalayim is first it's a 20-minute walk just to get to the bus, you know, give out Washington there. Then it's an hour, you know, it's a whole, but to get to see the Rav Yashiv on a weekly basis, it's worth the people went for less significant things. So Rav Yashiv was the one who changed the system. He changed the system, and he held that disposable things are mekabel tumah. We'll discuss that later. And then they started making black panty liners. Because if your whole panty liner is mekabel tumah, so then you want it to be tzivonim, and they started making black, which Rav Abadi, Rav Ausch don't like, because they hold you shouldn't be black, because you should be nicker. But so Rav Moshe has this cool orders also to wear tzivonim b'shas adchach during the Zayin Nikiyim, and Rav Abadi thinks the better etza would be to wear einu mekabel tumah during the of white, but einu mekabel tumah. In other words, you have to wear white. It doesn't say it has to be mekabel tumah. And Rav Avadi Yosef, as well, quotes this on page 23, that Ishur Gil Liris Kesamim B'Liagash Tilbash Tamid Big Day Tzivonim, meaning even during the Zayin Nikiyim, and he quotes on Shut Mari Yecheskel, that Odes Ishur Yefshar Lo Litar Labayla Lispor Shiva Nikiyim Machmas Kesamim Shemotzes Tamid B'Chol Pam Shemotzes Litar. Rav Shaul Hoel Lubosh Big Day Tzivonim Atzilam Yitumas Ksomim. Reishiv Chai Haslam Kilo Yitiva Poskim Dover Zel Abisho Meres Pches Chastar. So he didn't, he was asked that and he says, no, you shouldn't do that. You only wear Ksomim if she's Pches Chastar, but if she's Pches Chatome and Zayin Nikiyim, you shouldn't do that. So he has a whole discussion whether this is right or not right, but whatever. There's different sheetahs on this with a woman. Then the second question is, could we let the woman be mamait bebedikus? That's a separate question. Or should we say, what's the point of being mamait bebedikus? The whole point of bedikus is that if you're bleeding, then we should... You should see it, okay. And then in the Sefer Chokuzman, he's the person who went around and asked all the rabbanim their opinion on every issue in Hilchas Nida. So it's a chont. So he has different opinions. What's the din of tzivonim if it's very light colored? So we mentioned yesterday that I'm sorry, I have like a body from based on is to be makel, as long as it's not white or off white. And he quotes that on page 20. Can you read the page 23 of the Sefer Adnei Paz in the second column? And it's in the packet as well. Tilbash b'dikus tzivonim afilu sodas shelo tzinim yugab tzivonim mikol tzeva shetirtza green or gel or blue kol tzeva shetirtza rach shelo yiyel levonim. And that's his discussion over here. But then he has page 24, poskim that said not that way. That if it's sneaker and it's very light, the Kor Chaim, he says Rasbik, he quotes Rav Yashiv. I don't know, it's not clear what he's saying, so I don't know. But that's the Masorah I have there, to be makil on any Tzivonim. Then there's a separate discussion. I'm not ready for this discussion yet. I have to, about Isha Kushis. In other words, if the woman has, she's Giyara, she's dark, black. So we say there's a din of Kesem on the Basar. What if the. So we usually say that. Even though this color is not the color of my shirt, and I told you, I think Rav Ariely and many others say that nude stockings is considered tzivonim, even though on the skin itself. So maybe we should look into that a little bit more. But lemaisa, we assume that a person has a kesem kigris on the skin. We're metame. He calls here Rav Yashi Isha Kushis Mamish. You know, I guess what, an Ethiopian Jewish.
Ethiopian Jews aren't.
Okay. Okay, that's something to look in some more. Okay, so Rabosai, I'd like to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova. Should have a good Yor, Gemar Chasima Tova. You know, we already had, I don't know, 7, 8 Shir, I don't know how many Shir we had so far. Who's counting?
Nine
Shirim, even though we only did 5 packets. Okay, but get your feet wet, and we should, maybe if you have some time during the Bein Hazmanim, we could chazer over, and Bez Hashem will continue after Sukkos, and Bez Hashem, it's a very geshmak alimud, but it builds up. So if you chazer everything as we go along, you know, the Gemara says in Erevin, you have to learn a little chazer. Then the Gemara says, Yodi Rabbanan Bahai Ka'avriyale. That people know it and they violate it. That they wait to get a huge amount of information, then first start chazering, where it doesn't work as good. So, you know, you chazi, we koine the thing. You know exactly what we said, the 3 shitas about this, all this, Ramish on the top of your. It's Bezusha. Okay, so everyone should have a good Yor. Gemar Chasima Tova, a Freilich in Sukkos, Man Simchaseinu, it should all go well for you and your families and all of Klal Yisrael.